Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
You know, I hit the record button as I said, hey, you got a monologue? And you said, oh, no. And so here we are.
We ain't got nothing. The monologue can be a feeling of what drink we're going to drink.
All right, yeah. What we got?
So I just want you to know.
Before. Is it the thing that you said last episode?
Well,
I don't remember.
I can't either, but I just want you to know that before I show you this, I hate myself for picking it. There's two things that we're going to discuss about this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All
right. So
is this still a thing?
It's Mad Dog 2020 Spike Punch, but there's two things. First off, look at the alcohol percentage.
Jesus, it's 12%. Jesus Christ.
And read what it says on the side. They legitimately do not want you to drink this by yourself. It says, sharing is key. Grab two glasses of ice, pour, pass one to a friend. Cheers.
Oh, man.
On the way down here, I looked at Corey, and he had hot dog hamburger buns, and I made him grab one. I said, we're going to need this. Do you understand why we need that?
We have plain hamburger buns. They're the golden kind, thank God.
All right. Ooh. It actually smells like Fanta.
It does smell like Fanta.
It does not taste like Fanta. Phew. It tastes like spiked Sunny D. Tell me I'm wrong.
That tastes like spiked Sunny D as in the same room as an orange.
It tastes like it was all alcohol and then last second they were like, oh, this needs a splash of orange.
Oh, it's for gosh wrong. It's just tangy.
That's just grain alcohol. That's rowdy.
I had a full-on, cleanse a few weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
I did. It was not
on purpose. Colon cleanse?
It was not on purpose.
What'd you eat?
I don't know. I don't know what
happened. Oh, your body made the choice for you.
I don't know what happened. I woke up, I went to bed, and I was like, oh, I got poop. So, poop, feel better. Hour later, wake up, I'm like, man. Here, take two. Here we go. And then, you just there. You're on the commode, and you just like, I don't feel right.
And then all of a sudden, your entire body comes out of you.
And then, both ways, I puked.
Oh, really?
I puked like 5-6 times then. And then I was like, man, what is... After I puked, I felt better. So I feel good now. I gotta get up at work at 5:30 in the morning.
What time was this? Like 3?
This is like midnight. And then, so
you hadn't even really slept yet.
Not really. So I go to sleep, and I'm sipping on a Gatorade a little bit. I'm sipping on a Gatorade.
That's Corey's cure-all, is a little bit of Gatorade.
Sleep again for about another hour. Exact same thing. It's rough. Still sipping on the Gatorade.
Did you have COVID?
I got asked that the next day. I did not. So then, I feel good after the second time. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, there's nothing left in me.
Yeah, I can't.
There's nothing. I've puked so much. And then, so I went back to sleep.
Got me a hamburger bun. Went back to sleep.
I slept for probably 2-3 hours. It's about 2. So I slept for maybe 2 hours. Here we go again. Well, this time I didn't feel like I got a puke. I'm just using the bathroom. And then, never mind. I got a puke. And it's the purple Gatorade. And
oh, God.
I didn't puke anymore after that. But I had nothing in my body. And I get up to take a shower. Because I'm supposed to open that morning. I'm like, I'm going to try to go.
Can you really open at a hospital if it's open 24 hours?
Well, it's a...
That's a legitimate question. Well,
it's like a little imaging center. So that one we are opening then. So I'm like, all right, I can go in and open. And I can work till everybody gets there about 9:30. And then I can leave if I'm not feeling better. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to take a shower. And that shower just drained every little bit of energy I had.
Really?
It did. Because I was trying to dry off. I was so tired and so dehydrated. It was miserable. And I was like, I've been there almost 5 years, and I never called in.
You call in?
I had to call in. Everybody thought I was like dying. My boss was like,
so you always call in enough that to where you don't make it like a habit, where they think you're untrustworthy, like you could just pop up and call at any time. But you do it often enough that it doesn't surprise them really. They're like, oh well, he's due one. That's how I do. He's due one. That's how I do. I call it like once every 3-4 months. I get 7 in a rolling year.
She started asking everybody, like, was he drinking last night? Was he drinking last night? They're like, let me see his Snapchats. And I was like,
pull up his TikTok.
I was like, I don't drink on a weekday. Although it is a weekday today.
And he drank a Mad Dog. Let me tell you about my experience like that. I had one of them one time, and it was just random too. I don't know if I ever told you this story. Well,
were you crying? I cried from his puke.
I almost cried, and you'll find out why. So I'm pooping at mom's. You know how mom's bathroom's set up, like the toilet and then the bathtub's right in front of you. Well, I'm pooping. It's horrible. Clean myself out like you did. Well, it got stuck. So I'm plunging. And as I'm plunging, I got to throw up. So I spin around to throw up. And by the time I throw up, it hits me again in the lower regions. So I go to sit down to poop. And thankfully, the plunger hit the outside of my butt cheek and veered off and not in. If it veered in, I'd been like Gilly and had to get half my colon removed. It would have been a bad time. I would have shit everywhere. I'd look like a backwards unicorn. Have I ever told you that?
I don't think I have.
That was a bad day. I had a bruise on my butt cheek. So I swear to you, if it hadn't veered off, it'd been a bad time.
Oh, that's hilarious. If I had to get his colon removed.
How's that Mad Dog treating you? I'm already buzzed.
I only had one bite of bun.
I've ate my bun. I'm going to have to do another.
Your force has got to go home after this.
I'm a bread kind, so bread kind of man.
He's trying to have a bite of bread to a sip.
I'm going to have to go get about 3 more of them buns to get through this bad boy sober.
Oh, by the way, if you don't know what this is why not segue.
If you don't know what it is by this point, it's your own fault.
Episode 58.
58.
58. We're here on a Monday. We're normally a weekend gig, but...
He asked me what time I work this weekend. It is what it is. I said times. What did I do? I chewed and looked at the camera.
Yeah, you chewed for like a minute and then you went times. And then I was like, that was hilarious. And then
he just left it alone.
And then we never replied. I was gonna figure it out next weekend.
Oh, we were gonna do it next weekend. Well, I'm off next weekend.
Well, we can do another one.
No. You've spoiled me in this every other weekend. I live for these weekends. We don't do this.
Hey, I enjoy that weekend because it's just me and the baby.
Weekends,
and I try to tell people we're busy.
What are you doing? Well, me and the kid are going to sit here and watch Impractical Jokers.
We're going to Dollywood. We're going to Dollywood. We're busy. And they're like, with COVID? No, yeah. He can get it. It's okay.
He actually knows Dolly Parton. He's getting us in.
You got that right. I don't have the barter or Food City to rely on those free tickets anymore.
No, the barter went a step above Food City. Oh, all right. So anybody that doesn't know what Food City is, you probably don't. It's a local food center.
NASCAR.
They got a Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway, by God. Danica Patrick. But,
Dale Jr.
Yeah. Fuck you, Dale Jr. I turned left better than you. But, Food City gives you, like, once a year, you get one
free
ticket. I think we've talked about that on here before.
I think so.
And Barter gave you a hard copy, baby. You go once a day.
whenever you want. And we did it.
Oh, yeah.
There was that one year we went like four times in like within 3 months.
And they never said a word. They just... Did they swipe it?
I think so.
It was like a...
It had the chip in it.
It was like a diamond.
It was before the chip even existed. That's where they got the idea.
You remember before the chip? I was thinking about this the other day while I was peeing and washing my hands. People that don't have the chip...
At the same
chip,
time?
Yeah, I was actually washing my hands with my piss, but that's
how you save water.
Yeah. What's the point of being hydrated if you ain't gonna use it? But we really have, as a society, we frown upon those that don't have a chip in their card anymore. Like, pretty much, you can't buy anything at Walmart.
Or people who, like... don't know how to use it yet.
Oh, God.
I heard someone from far away at like Walmart the other day say, oh, it's got the chip in it. And I was like, how do you even know it's got the chip in it?
That is.
Oh, also, so I don't care. Okay. I used to be a bagger. I could care less what you do with my food.
As long as you don't put like chicken on top of bleach or something.
There's limits. I'm ignorant. But. Like, have common sense, but you're like, oh, if you want to put, like, a crap load of stuff in there, go right ahead. I had this old woman at Walmart. It was, like, her first day. It had to be. Because she was terrible. And the fact that she's an old woman makes me
She spent her whole angry. Life to talk about how shitty we are. It's nice to be able to switch
It makes
role.
Me more angry. I got out to my car, and I found, this was in one bag, okay? We got a little toy car for our niece. It's almost your birthday. Got her that. That was in a bag. Yogurt.
Chicken on top of the toy.
A big old thing of yogurt.
On top of the toy?
And hot dog buns in one bag.
The buns is what would piss me off.
And it wasn't even like anything was stacked on top.
It was just a wall.
Circled in. And I was like, yogurt out of the toy I can somewhat see.
You put braids in the same bag or with potato chips.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Don't put my canned beans on top of
We haven't even got to the list. We're just improvising.
That's probably.
Oh, we got some sports to touch. The Bengals got new uniforms. I'll look that up and we'll get to that in a minute.
I'm so happy.
Aaron Rodgers.
Where's he going? Has he announced? He ain't going to be in
the
know.
Is he going to stay or is he going to go?
I thought he said he didn't want him.
Well, you never know.
What's his contract?
I think he's got another 3 years.
But he's
2 years.
The money to buy
but I think it. I think there's a guy I work with who's a big Packers fan, and he says he thinks that he'll be too expensive after next year. So he thinks he'll have to get cut or traded by then. So.
Who wants him? I saw something about him right
now. His Raiders, Broncos.
Washington.
Somebody else. I can't
Washington
remember.
Ought to be going hot and heavy for. We need a quarterback.
They need. Well, you had. I can't remember what his name is, but he played really good in the playoffs last year. You seen the Bengals' new uniform?
What? You're showing me the same Bengals uniform since they were created. That looks exactly the same.
They look better. It's a step up.
Well, it's the Bengals.
They look better.
But
you
can't see shit on it. That's whitewash.
There you go.
Well, look, there's white, black, and orange, just like it always has been. There's stripes. There's not really too much you can do with tigers to really church it up.
I was upset that they kept the helmet the exact same.
It looks like they kept everything the exact same.
The numbers are the exact same. I don't like the numbers because they look like the Bears numbers.
You pay too much attention to football uniforms.
I love that. I love football uniforms.
Eat your bread and shut up.
So I'm okay with it. I mean, it's better than what they had.
No, it's the same thing as what they had.
It's a little better.
It's a smidgen.
It's a little better.
There's a pinch more.
Have you seen the news? The Jaguars may sign Tim Tebow as a tight end.
I saw that. Tim Tebow said he was never going to go and do anything but a quarterback.
He ain't played in 8 years. What is going on?
He must be broke. That's the only reason he go. He broke. He said, well, you know what? Y'all got any of them tight end positions?
I don't think it'll Like if that if I'd that turn happened,
Tim he, Tebow's wide end or tight end to a wide receiver. I'm so joking. I'm this damn Mad Dog is already kicking on me. When they say
this tangy, was a bad idea.
When they say tangy, they mean tangy.
So we haven't. Well, we have. We said weeks ago we were going to review New Mutants, and we ain't yet because we ain't watched it. But we're going to watch it before the next episode. Maybe.
I'll probably watch it the night before.
Forrest may send me a Snapchat of him watching another movie. Maybe be like, hey, I want to watch that movie. Let's do that one. Because I still think I'm going to put on New Mutants and play it, and X-Men 1 is going to play.
You know, I keep trying to watch Dark Phoenix, but every time I put it on, all I can see is the back of my eyelids. I've tried to watch that movie twice and fallen asleep both times.
I tell you, a lot of people don't like the way that they've changed the makeup for Jennifer Lawrence's Mystique. I think she looks good in the... Like, it looks more comic accurate, in my opinion.
Listen, Jennifer Lawrence looks good in the mirror.
Except in First Class. The makeup in First Class for Mystique was god-awful.
No, I'd still lick every inch of her. As Mystique. What's that episode of Family Guy? Oh, you've been there.
I do like that that trope in all the X-Men movies that everyone is supposed to be disgusted with Mystique.
Oh, yeah.
When she's in blue skin.
Probably because she doesn't have a vagina. She's butt naked because I have nothing. I'm just saying. Go back and watch. Tell me if you see anything.
We've paused it enough times. We know. We know.
I'm that big of a perv.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Oh, man. Forrest finally is caught up.
Except I haven't watched The Bad Batch because I haven't watched all of Clone Wars.
Yeah, you go watch season 7 especially. Because that's where The Bad Batch is introduced in that one.
I'll never watch it.
I tell you, season 7 of Clone Wars. Yeah. But if you skip the middle three episodes because they're kind of pointless.
From what I hear, most Clone Wars is pointless.
Most of them. Well, here's the thing.
You got like 15 episodes.
I think it's given a little too much character depth to like random characters in Revenge of the Sith.
I like knowing one random clone had an exceedingly large penis compared to the rest of them. I like knowing that old JW257 had a massive dong.
You want your bread? How much you got left in there? No! You're not driving after this.
I'm not drinking this whole fucking thing. I'll get a DUI.
That's three beers. I have to come bail you out.
They'll be like, we ain't letting him out to you. We are not releasing him to you.
Oh my God.
We listen to the podcast.
We ain't even posted it yet. I watched it on TikTok.
You know, one day our sins are going to come back to bite us in the ass. But today's not that day. That is awful. There's not even any... There's no more Sunny D. It's just grain alcohol. This is Everclear with a shot of orange on top. God. I've drank moonshine that wasn't.
It was worse or not as good as this.
You know what? Speaking of moonshine. All right. So, you know what pisses me off most about moonshine? There's so many. Listen, first off, if I'm not buying it from some guy behind CVS that can't read properly, I don't want it because they're the only ones.
Named Cletus?
Yeah, or Billy Bob, or Thornton. But.
Or Bob.
Bob. El Ray. El Ray's are the best. They make the potent shit. But you you got all these different people, all these different companies, and a word that is constantly used with moonshine is the word smooth. Have you ever had smooth moonshine?
No.
Moonshine is not meant to be smooth.
It's a liquid that you can light on fire.
It's supposed to burn Satan and sickness out of you. That's what it's made for.
Yeah, you can light some of it, like the good
stuff, on fire. Smooth. Not. Well, I have drank a lot of moonshine, and I have never worn moonshine. The only way I can really test if it's good or not is if when I drink it, do I want to throw up? If it's yes, it's probably some pretty good stuff. But they always say smooth, and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
I'm going to start labeling my piss as smooth and selling it. See.
Wash your hands with it. This Mad Dog is getting us, baby.
We better go on with the list because we're getting off track. All right. What's next?
All right. What upcoming MCU project are you most excited about?
Well, it was Fantastic Four until they revealed it to be Captain America 4.
No. That ain't true. I don't know when Captain America 4 is coming out.
Do what?
I know they're getting ready to film it. So it's probably an addition to Phase 4. But Fantastic Four is also coming out in Phase 4. Phase 4, you get it?
Probably Blade, honestly.
They didn't release anything for Blade.
I know, yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
But they better. Moon Knight. I'm excited for Blade and Moon Knight.
Moon Knight. I knew you were going to say Moon Knight. I got to see something about Moon Knight. The only thing I've ever seen about Moon Knight is me going, Moon Knight?
He likes heroin and has a lot of money. Fuck off. He's cool.
What's not to like?
He's the people's hero. He's Salt Wolf's hero.
I could see somebody in shop will be a Moon Knight.
No, they don't have no money. What about you? I am excited for the Marvels as well.
Yes.
Get to see Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Kamala Khan.
And Monica Rambeau killed in WandaVision too. So.
As Photon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was pretty badass.
Yeah, so seeing all three of them, I like the title of the Marvels, so I like that. Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever.
The Eternals.
They copied that from our episode. That's what we titled our episode after
Chadwick Boseman passed away. Topic Disney.
I'll get them on it.
We got the same lawyer as Bill Cosby and see how well he did for him.
The Jello.
Did that picture I sent you the other day make you laugh?
Oh, it did.
It was a random pop up. Don't share that photo.
I don't remember what you sent it on Facebook.
Maybe.
I don't get Facebook Messenger notifications.
Oh, is that why I send 50 of them?
And then you 50 of them, and I get on there and I see.
Hey, your boy still got it. Go on these cheeks.
I have to take time out of my day to watch 30 videos.
And they're all top shelf.
They're all good.
I don't send him nothing but top shelf. That Captain Crack Sparrow.
Show it to the camera. I want to see it.
I don't know if it'll actually. And we're going to get fucking flagged for. Well, we're going to get flagged.
We would have flagged a long time
fucking time ago.
This is the Mad Dog episode. You want to call this MD 2020?
Hell yeah. That's worse than
that. I didn't see it loaded. And I just saw white.
That's you can't see it very well. That's just white mark.
And I'm probably not going to post this on TikTok, so nobody will see this.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's Captain Crack Sparrow.
That's what Corey looks like after a night of drinking.
That's going to be me when I walk upstairs after this. How much you got left?
What you
got? I'm about right there.
Holy Jesus Christ. Feel mine.
Have you ever drank it?
He went ham and cheese in that motherfucker.
I ain't got a driver. I just got to go raise a baby.
Raising a baby drunk is far easier than driving drunk. People do it all the time.
Yeah.
What's next on that list?
Spider-Man. I'm excited about Spider-Man.
No Way Home.
Spider-Man No Way Home. Actually, about everything. We're about literally everything.
They,
we get Loki next month. Black Loki Widow after that.
They haven't, like, they've given a little bit about Black Widow, but they haven't been really forward with Black Widow.
Yeah. I think they're supposed to be.
And I forgot that Taskmaster. Taskmaster is going to be in it. That's going to be awesome. He was awesome in the Spider-Man game. Yeah. He would whoop your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're supposed to be in between Civil War and Infinity War, I believe.
I am kind of mad that they're wasting him now. I think he needs to be a Spider-Man villain. But
I don't think he's going to die. I think they should not have any villains die. Just in case. Like, keep it open.
Just
in case. Just in case.
The only one that came back more than once.
Yeah. Like, with the end of Falcon Winter Soldier, we could maybe see dabbed into a cough. I destroyed all bacteria.
I didn't enjoy getting to see Zemo in his purple.
Yes, Zemo was fantastic in that show.
Zemo,
I liked him in Civil War, but I really liked him in this one.
I know Zemo was supposed to be the main enemy in Civil War, but he wasn't. He was a means to an enemy. But I think at the moment,
that was a rough sip.
The last sip, it's nothing but grain alcohol.
That was rough.
But I don't think Zemo with Bucky is almost too hard to believe.
Oh, yeah.
Because Zemo's going to have something superpower-wise pop up. Because he has them in the comics. He can, like, morph for some shit, can't he? He's weird. He's like Scarlet Witch. She's weird.
What'd you think about WandaVision? We haven't really got to talk about WandaVision because we're doing Wild Nice Pickle the whole time.
Which I have yet to make you collect on.
This is, it's going to be worse than this.
It's going. I have now decided to mix orange and pickle. A pickled orange.
You're just going to get pickle juice and this. Mix it.
I'm going to take pickle juice, Everclear, and Sunny Day. And some of my urine.
I'm going to be puking, baby. I'll tell you that.
Wash your hands with
it. It will destroy every bit of bacteria on your hands. Every bit. You won't have nothing. You won't have hands. You change the pigments of your skin to, like, straight up albino white.
You pretty close to albino white, I mean,
this side of my arm, yeah.
Look at that.
Like, bad. This side, most of that's just the hair darkening in my arm. I don't have hair much on this side.
He's a lying bitch.
What'd you think about WandaVision?
It was good. First three episodes sucked ass, but after that, it took off. Like, first episode truly sucked, but I get what they were doing now.
How was it sitting and watching back to back to back to back to back to back?
Fantastic.
Did
you not do that? Did you watch it every week?
Every week, yeah.
See, that's usually what I do, but since we were doing that and the first episode really didn't interest me, I was okay with waiting. And I really enjoyed waiting until Falcon and Winter Soldier because I just got to sit and binge it for a day.
Yeah.
It was fantastic watching it back to back to back to back to back.
It's like a 6-hour movie.
Yeah. I've watched Lord of the Rings before.
It's like a better version of the Snyder Cut. That was a rough one.
Snyder Cut?
Like, I mean, it was good, but...
Oh, and it was Snyder Cut, so they got better. Shit on Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
Because they won't let him do what he needs to.
Yeah. But I mean, you can take out an hour of that in slow motion.
That's true.
Lois Lane walking down the street
in
slow motion.
In nothing but mystique makeup. No vagina.
You're like, man, this episode's weird. That's because we're drinking Mad Dog 2020. Tangy orange.
Here, drink mine.
I know, thing. I don't want to die.
I'll go get you some bread.
I done ate my bread.
That truly should not be sold on shelves. That should be in a liquor store.
Where'd you buy that from? Gas station?
Sheets.
Man.
At first I looked at something and I said, oh, 8% alcohol. That's a little rough for me to have to drink and drive.
Then you said 12.
I saw it and I said, I can't say 12. Look at the dog's face. It literally, it looks like it'll kill me.
It don't bite. Yes, it do.
Grandma, does that dog bite? No child. No, well, maybe.
Ooh.
What's next on the list?
We're going to rank some stuff.
What are we going to rank?
I got two things first.
All right. What's first? I don't like
So here's people. The thing. I don't know. I didn't have an idea for ranking. I was just going to be like, whatever we can rank. Whatever we want to rank.
Oh, I got one. You tell me yours and I'll tell you mine we'll pick.
Well, mine was just going to be whatever we want.
Okay.
I was going to rank Kiss albums.
God damn it.
Top five.
I was going to do toilet paper.
You do TB, I'll do Kiss Out.
Alright.
And then we'll do the other two things.
So we're gonna rank four things?
No.
The other
eventually four. We're gonna run out of things to rank.
No. The other one.
We're on toilet paper.
The two I wrote down are not good.
Alright.
They're just as bad as toilet paper and Kiss Out. You want me to go for it? Yeah. Top five. Unmasked. Disco Kiss is fantastic. Four. Love Gun. Three, Kiss, their debut album. Two, Revenge, the best non-makeup Kiss album. Number one, Destroyer.
Did you do five?
Yeah, top five. I could rank every Kiss album. I can do a whole episode on Kiss. The world don't want that.
No, I don't.
And I know that. I mean, I'll do it. One like and I'll do it.
One like?
I'm going to like this, baby. I will TP you. Top five TPs.
Top five? I actually had to pull up a list of them, but I know what each one of them feels like. We've all wiped our asses a lot in our lives.
We've all pooped.
It's just part of life. Number five is actually not going to be TP. It's actually going to be a paper towel that'll work in a pinch that's overly soft for what it should be. And that's that Vita.
You weren't expecting that. Paper towel that'll work in a pinch.
What? It happens. You ain't ever not had TP? Paper towel work, but you don't want to use brawny. I can tell you that much. Vita.
I know the Mad Dog is making that funnier than what it is.
Alright. Four is Scott's. Three is Angel Soft. Two is Cotton Ale. And then number one, Charmin.
Charmin needs to quit talking about bears pooping, and I'm sick and tired of it.
It's the three bears. I want to see one of the
dogs. I'm sick and tired of them pooping.
Bear shit, too.
They don't use toilet paper. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm done. If I ever see a Charmin commercial again, I'm going to throw my TV. I'm going to throw it.
I'd like to see you throw it. 70-inch TV.
I'm not going to do that because I paid too much money. But I am going to go.
Now that we both have it on, and you were kind of like, no, I'm going to wait off. I want a 75-inch. I think we both agreed 70
is
plenty.
Plenty.
I would,
a 75, I don't think would fit. It wouldn't fit on my shelf.
No, I had four heart attacks putting 70-inch up. I don't want to wait. Like, I may never move solely because I don't want to have to move that big bastard.
All right, here's the other two things we're ranking. Cheerios.
Fuck. Oh, joking. I only know three.
We're going to do our top three Cheerios.
What's it? The
I only know two.
The multi-blend, whatever.
Multi-blend is three.
Regular.
Oh.
And then Honey Nuts, number one. Duh.
Frosted is number two on the
side. Anybody got frosted?
I think so. I've never had it, but I'm sure it's pretty good.
I'm sure it's better than the multi-blend.
I'm sure it's pretty good. Have you ever seen cereal and you're like, I'll probably never buy that, but I said it's probably...
You'll tell people, easy. Yeah, it's good. But I ain't never had it, but it looks good.
Yeah. Like, the Dunkaroos cereal. I've never had it, But I guarantee you it tastes like Krispy Kreme.
You know, I had some Dunk Rouge the other day, and I realized that I'm getting old. I was like, it's just too sweet. It's
too sweet.
It's just too much. Like, my foot hasn't had full circulation in it since I ate it.
Diabetes. And the other thing we're going to rank is change.
Fuck, I gave him both those ideas, and it was totally a joke. But I'm going to give you 1 through 5, starting at 5. Penny, dime, nickel, quarter. 50-cent piece.
Mine's the same, except switch to nickel and penny for some reason. Because I hate a nickel.
How can you hate a nickel more than a penny?
I hate a nickel. I don't know what it is. It looks like, because I think it's a quarter when I see it from far away. And like, look at that small
quarter. And you're quarter. Like, wait a minute, I ain't got grooves.
Look at that, look at that small quarter. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
That's a dime. It's a
small quarter. Tell you what, if you can tell it's a small quarter, it's not a
quarter.
Like if you're in a pinch, like you're
in a pinch, five pennies will work for it.
Like, you know, if I go, oh, I'm at a gas station. There's a drive-through gas station in Kingsport.
Will they pump it for you?
No. I'm never going to the thing. Never. Because they got soda machines. And they got Dr. Nuff in one. Like, why?
And you're an adult. You can't with.
I got some change in my car. And if I'm looking for 5 quarters because they're $1.25.
You know how.
And I find 4 quarters and a nickel. I'm 20 cents shorter.
You know how.
And I pinch, thought that last nickel was a quarter.
You know how in a pinch Viva work, paper towels will work real good as toilet paper? In a pinch.
Five pennies
will make it.
In a pinch, five nickels will be a quarter.
That's true. Fuck, we're this stupid.
What's your top, what's your ranking of the Mad Dog 2020 Tangy Orange?
10, actually. Because it'll get you lit.
I mean.
I've not drank that much of this, but if we were here to get tore up, we get tore up. I think you might be tore up. Two of these, and you can switch to White Claws.
You done.
I already know what.
How much were those?
$2 a piece.
$2? I was bragging about our Bud Light Platinums last week being $2.
Bruh.
And these are straight up two. That's dangerous.
But hold on. Bud Light Platinum, you're going to have a little bit of a headache. You're not going to feel the best next day. This, you're going to shit your brains out. And you're going to have a pounding headache. You're going to feel like hammered shit.
Ten out of 10, Mad Dog 2020.
I get a 20 out of 20.
I'll let you know tomorrow morning on how I actually feel.
You work tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time?
7:30.
Drink this one too. This is for science.
Man, you barely drank that.
I haven't eaten today.
You had a bun.
I had one.
You had a bun and a quarter.
I had a hamburger bun and a quarter.
You had a little sliver of mine.
Are we done?
Let's give a shout out to them spooky women.
Them spooky sluts.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, girl?
I haven't talked to you guys. I've been meaning to message you guys.
We ain't doing another until you push that kid out and we can drink.
We can all four get wild. Wild enough for us has to stay over.
Oh, I'll do it. After the kid goes. Well, I guess 3 of us can get tore up, but I have a feeling that she's going to get real annoyed us all being.
Oh yes.
You can't be the one.
How about
one
just one. Instinct? Just drink that.
Do it, please, for the people. Chug it right here now for the people. Do it. Chug. Abby, I'm sorry. Chug.
Abby, I'm sorry, girl.
Drink that thing.
I'm just trying.
Like you don't. It's not like you have a kid to watch.
I'm just trying to think of my options for the future.
Yeah, drink that and be miserable. You're already gonna be miserable. Why not be extra miserable? Atta boy. That's that Patrick Henry computing going on right there, by God. 2 + 2 = methamphetamine.
I'm not checking that because I'm not needy.
You already choked half of it. He is an idiot. All right.
Bye, Mom. Oh yeah. If you're watching this and you like this and you listen to it and you like it, go follow us on the Facebook. Why not segue? Go get some Mad Dog 2020 Tang Yards. You'll appreciate it.
I'm gonna look for other flavors.
I'm a big fan. This is good. I've had one and a half, and I mean, I've been way drunker in my life, but I'm at a good level.
Off of one and a half.
Because without these, would this episode been anywhere near as good?
We probably don't know if it's good.
I literally came up with this episode like 4 hours ago.
We ranked Cheerios.
And change. We found out
in a pinch. Viva.
Paper towels work in a pinch.
They are soft. Those blue shop towels, they're all right too.
If you're in a garage, in a pinch. Also, Twitter, when I said we're 12. TikTok, when I said this might be there later. I don't know. I get bored of it like after like 4 days.
Bored of what?
Like posting like part of the podcast. Because, I mean, she don't get as nearly the number of views as I'd like. If I get like 15 likes.
That one person in Kenya is keeping this whole thing alive.
Kenya is just straight up keeping us
going. That and Kansas City.
Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, is it Wichita?
It's Wichita.
Sorry. Wichita, I apologize.
I can only There's imagine. A big feud between Kansas City and Wichita. Oh, God. We're going to regret it. I'm going to have to edit this out. And then, just go listen to us, review us, rank us.
Yeah, rank us. Rank us with ourselves.
Rank one.
Rank your five episodes. Favorite episodes. If you could actually do that, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, that would be.
Because I couldn't tell you what.
The 50th, Macho Mandalorian was fantastic. That's one of my favorite segments.
I don't listen to these. One day I'm going to make my grandkids listen to them. Be like, yeah, I knew that dumb bastard.
Which one?
The other is me.
The other.
I was talking about me.
I don't know that Corey guy. Never met him.
We did everything over Zoom.
He got drunk on Mad Dog one time and dropped his kid.
We'll never know.
We will.
Bye, Mom.
I'm keeping it.